Next up, we're going to be praying for Adea because of some oversensitivity to sound and light. She's in a safe place with family, watching on a monitor to hear what Father's going to share his heart for her. So, Adea. You're asking the wrong person.
Recorded or just audio?
It's both. She can see you.
Oh, she's here in the building. Oh, praise God. Okay. So the Lord, I was kind of figuring out where to look. Does it matter? Can she
look straight?
Right there? Okay. I'll at least feel like I'm connected to her. Adea, the Lord just shows me one of these pictures. They were popular in the 90s. I don't know if they still are, where it would be like an old, ugly woman one way, but you flip it upside down, and it's a beautiful girl. I don't know if those pictures have a name. But God has entrusted you with the ability, when everyone else sees the old, ugly woman, you see the beautiful girl. And it's a gift of encouragement, the ability to see the beauty in a person more plainly than you see their shortcomings and their sin. And it comes with responsibility to communicate that to people because it brings them alive. There are actually people that you see as beautiful that don't see themselves as beautiful. They cannot see what God, the God-given design inside of them, the gifting. And so God wants to begin to sort of wake you up to the fact that you're not seeing what everyone else is seeing. And therefore, you have a responsibility to say what you see and to communicate it. And the days of kind of assuming that everyone sees themselves how you see themselves is over. You need to assume they don't see what you see, and you must find a way to put it into words and get it into their heart, because you'll be the difference between people walking around carrying themselves as the ugly woman versus the beautiful woman. You're the difference in how they hold their head, how they conduct themselves in the world, how they show up. And so I bless you to that. That gift of encouragement is not something to be taken lightly, because it's a resurrection gift in a lot of ways. It brings dead things to life. And it comes out of seeing and being willing to say what you see with confidence and put it inside someone, that they change their mind about who they are. And other people change their mind about them too. And they see what's lovely and beautiful. So I bless you to that. I bless you to the gift of the tongue that brings things to life with a word, that perceives the beauty of God in people and brings it forward, that the beauty of God is beheld both by the carrier and those around them. And they walk out their God-given design in the land of the living. Amen.
Do I have to stand there? I guess I should. The invisible. How old is, what's her name again? How old is she?
15.
15, yeah. There's a writing gift that's emerging. The ability to write, we call it writing. I mean, probably won't use a pen, you'll use a keyboard or just voice activated. We can cheat now, right? And get it done faster. What's the issue? I'm sorry. You said she's light sensitive. That's what I'm wrestling with. It's almost like God's going to reverse the curse. He's actually going to use this for his glory. And actually, there's this writing ability, and the other side is she's a researcher. She just doesn't take anything face value. It's like, I'm going to go check it out. There's a powerful driver of truth inside, and she's not going to be duped. She's going to be the one to say, what's your source of truth on that? She's going to check, fact check, you know. won't accept. And here's the thing. I'm just going to launch out. I believe God's going to use her as a communicator. I see her kind of like with a YouTube channel or a TikTok channel. She's going to be out there. God's going to just open where she feels like she's minimized and sequestered. Like tonight, God's just going to expose her and use the power of technology to do that. And she might do it under a dim light, but it'll be technologically powerful. She's going to be a gatherer in spite of... When you said those things, I just had this sense from the Lord, that's not going to stop God. Not going to stop what God's going to do. We see throughout history, God uses weakness to display his power. Even that's what Paul said. I'm going to boast in my weakness so the glory of God can come through. So we're going to boast on the Lord and what he's going to do. And she's going to touch a lot of people. I just see a following. God's going to just attract people. And here's the other thing I just see is total transparency. What people are going to be attracted to is her transparency about kind of like this image, who she thought she was and who she is in Christ. And she's going to help other struggling, particularly young ladies that struggle with image. Because this generation, man, they live on screens and everything's being compared. And she's going to help people break out of the paralysis of analysis, analyzing everything from a screen's view and get back to authenticity. She's highly authentic, and that's what's going to draw people to her words and her ways and even her voice. Something about her, she may be sensitive, but her voice is going to get stronger and stronger. She's 15. By the time she's 18, she's going to have a powerful presence and a very strong voice into her generation.
Adea, it's a lovely name. What does it mean? God's joy? God's jewel. I couldn't understand the New York accent there for a minute, but God's jewel. Isn't that something? It's the Holy Spirit that named you. You're God's jewel. You're precious. You're lovely in his sight. God told me that he had given you a gift of faith for healing that works in that you can believe for people in a real strong way that doesn't give up because the days became long or the nights became dark. Because you're God's jewel, he named you. And there's a call on you to be willing to suffer in prayer for people who are sick. And I'm sitting here like you're right here next to me. And this is a sign to you that God sits next to you. He is a companion to you. And you're right here and he's right here. You may not be able to see him, but he's your companion. He's the companionship of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, and I have this weird vision, Adea, and excuse me. Well, don't really. But I had this vision of a kid with a big, huge orange popsicle. And the kid was licking the popsicle. And that's the way God is to you. As long as you continue to taste him, to stay with him and not turn away from him, God's going to be a joy and a revelation every single day, like that kid licking the popsicle and tasting God every day. God has a call on you, and he promises you, there won't be a day that passes, but that as you encounter him and lick the popsicle, that you're going to have a taste of heaven every single day. And God's going to brighten your eyes and bring revelation to you and restore a joy to you every single day. You complain to God that you're like a leaky bucket, that you get all right, but then your bucket of joy leaks out. But God says he's going to continually refill your bucket of joy and give you a profound love for other people. And as that love pours out, faith comes with it to believe God for difficult things for those people. And don't be afraid of the difficult things, God says. God says, my daughter, I will give you and refill your bucket of faith every single day. And you will find that as you pour out faith for other people, I will quickly refill the bucket, says God. And I want to reiterate, that is, reinforce what Clem said, that God is going to give you gateways out into the world. Don't hesitate. Don't let a lie of isolation cause you to withdraw, to hide behind a curtain. Rather, Clem is right, that God is opening doorways for you into the world. Walk the pathways and remember to taste him and touch him every single day, God says. And look for the people who are sick, who've given up hope. They are a special assignment. Pour out the waters of faith and healing, and he'll fill your bucket back up. And I suppose the game would be, God, can I pour the faith out, the healing out so fast you can't keep up with refilling my bucket? See if you can get ahead of God. I don't think you can, but give it a shot. Maybe you can pour out more than he could pour in. Who knows? But it's a thing to find out. We love you, and we bless you right where you are. Holy Spirit, we ask you to walk up next to Adalia right now and put your hand on her head. Fill her up afresh right now. Heal her physically. Heal her in every way that's needed. And Lord, fill up her faith bucket. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you, Adalia.
Father, we thank you for the beautiful, creative, unique person that Adalia is. And we thank you for the beautiful, unique, and creative things you have called her to. We thank you, Lord God, for every door that will open. We say yes and amen to all that's been spoken. And we thank you, Lord God, for the impact that she is going to have in this world. We stand with her and we stand for her. In Jesus' name, amen.